We're going to speak today on Parshas B'Shalach, and we're going to focus on the Parshas Haman. I want to start with a story. There was a Rebbe, the Ribbonover Rebbe, and he was a very big masmid. He learned Yomam V'Laila, and he didn't have much money. And many times they went hungry, him and his Rebbetzin, but they always had food for Shabbos. One week, it was getting closer and closer to Shabbos, and they didn't have any money, and the Rebbetzin didn't know what to do. A number of times she wanted to interrupt the Rebbe and tell him, but she held herself back. She didn't want to interrupt his learning. Thursday night, the Rebbe stayed up all night learning, and she was very worried, but she still didn't interrupt him. Friday morning, she walked into his study. She had this feeling that she had lost a coin there. And she looks around and she sees that the Rebbe's desk is not even. She looks below the leg and she sees there's a coin there. She moves the leg a little bit while the Rebbe's learning and she pulls out the coin. And it was a big enough coin that she could buy the challis and yayin, the chicken, the fish and candles, whatever they needed for Shabbos. Later, she was so excited to tell the Rebbe how she found this coin, and he said, "I know, you found a coin. I saw the coin. It was in the middle of the floor, and I was starting to get distracted by it. I knew we needed money, I knew we needed food, and I pushed it under the table because I didn't want to stop my learning. But I'm very happy that you found it." And the Rebbe knew about the whole incident. What is behind stories like this? We hear so many stories like this. People suddenly get money out of nowhere. They needed money. There's different levels of how it happens. We needed some money recently and someone swiped my wife while she was in the car, and we ended up getting $2,000 of insurance, and it wasn't worth it to fix the car, so we got $2,000. That's not as impressive as the Rebbe, but there's different ways that the money comes. How does it happen? Some other questions we could ask. Rav Shimon bar Yochai wanted Klal Yisrael to not work, to just learn and learn, make no ishtadlus or panasa. What did Rav Shimon bar Yochai expect that they're going to be able to do? How are they going to live? The Gemara says, Rav people were not matzliach, but there's a famous diuk that Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, some people are matzliach. How are those people matzliach? It's two questions. What was the havamina that Rav Tzibur could do it that way? And what was, and Lamaisa, why are some people matzliach that way? What's happening there? Famous Rambam, you could make yourself part of Shevet Levi and dedicate yourself to Torah. Okay, beautiful. But how do you make parnasa if you don't make any ishtadlus? Let's take a look at the Parshas Haman. Famous Rashi in Parshas Haman. Rashi says, I'm going to quote some of it. Rashi says that the people say to Yirmiyahu Anavi, "Neniach malachtenu v'nasok b'tayra, mehechen nisparnes." We're going to leave our work and learn Torah. How are we going to get parnas? And he takes out the Tzinsenes Haman and he says, Harbe shluchim yeshto the makom lehechen mazon liyreya. Kadosh Baruch Hu has harbe shluchim. We're supposed to learn from the man that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has many ways to bring you your parnasa. It sounds from there also that they're being asked to make less ishtadlus and spend more time learning. Moore says in Brachas that in the Doros Harishonim they were tarasim kevo melachtem arai. And they were matzliach with both. Niskaimu shneim niskaim biyadan. They were matzliach with both. How does that work? Same question. And we're supposed to learn from the man? Couldn't we ask a question that the man was a nes galui? Rabbi Weinberg pointed out that the nes of the man perhaps is one of the biggest nisim in the Midbar. Over 2 million bushels of man falling every single day. How does that help us? We need parnasa, and we're not going to get nisim gluyim like that. So what are we supposed to learn from the month? So let's take a look at a few Rambans. In the last week's Parsha, a famous Ramban, and even in Parshas Ve'era. In the beginning of Parshas Ve'era, he brings from Ibn Ezra, I'll quote some of it, Ki lo tavo al adam tova beschar mitzvah o rab ona shavera rak b'maisa hanes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the schar for mitzvahs or the onish for averus through nes. Bim yunach ha'adam letivo olamazalo lo yosifu bo masav davar. If a person was only operating through what we call derech ha'teva, or through his mazal, his maisim would have nothing to do with his success. If a person does mitzvahs, if a person learns basmada, that's not going to add to his parnasa. It's not going to help. But lo yigrim imenu, and if a person does averus, he's not going to do worse. A person's business is not going to do bad, al pi derech ha'teva, just because he does averus. You can do all the averus you want and make lots of money. What's one thing got to do with the other? Aval schar kol ha'tara v'ansha b'olam hazeh ha'kol nisim v'heim nistarim. Zokti ben Ezer, all the schar of tara and onish in this world is all nisim. And they're nisim nistarim. Now, first of all, what do you mean schar in this world? Schar mitzvah b'hai amaleka. So I think that he must be going al pi the derech of the Rambam. The Rambam says that all the schar that's mentioned in the Torah for olam hazeh is a getter of schar mitzvah mitzvah. Amen. Kemach ein Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu provides you with the kemach so that you could have Torah. That's lechora what it means. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reacting to us. If we're serving Him well and doing His mitzvahs, He's going to provide us with the parnasa we need and other things we need so that we can continue to do the mitzvahs. And if we're doing averus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to react to those averus with either Yisurim, Bataris Musar, or Onshim, which by the way is a tremendous Rachmanis that He could give us Onshim in this world, when perhaps we really would deserve more in the Olam Ha'emes. But He has Rachmanis and gives us Onshim in this world. It doesn't always work so black and white, it's not always so clear, but that is the general idea, the general system of how things work. And the point behind all of this is that the Nisim are Hashem's Hashkacha. Gemara says that Avraham Avinu recognized the Kodesh Baruch as the Adon Olam. What's an Adon versus a Melech? A Melech is up high, he's away, he's out of sight, and he manages from afar. An Adon is involved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just a Melech, he's an Adon, he's involved. There's Hashkacha Pratis, he's reacting, he's together with you, and you're seeing the results. And part of those results are that if you do mitzvahs, you could be Zoicha to Nisim Nistarim. Like the Rebbe, the Rimon of a Rebbe was a tremendous masmid, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes nister for him, that he should be able to have food for Shabbos. That's what's going on in that story. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is saying that he thought Klal Yisrael could be on a madrega to live relying on Nisim Nistarim, that because they learned Torah Basmada Rabbah, they will get Nisim Nistarim and have Parnassa. And in a Hanami, it's not what we think of as Derech HaTeva. It's not 2 plus 2 is 4, that I make my Heshtadlis and Mimela I get money. It's not working like that. It's working because you're doing mitzvahs, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you do mitzvahs, I'll take care of you. And it's not through the regular system that we're used to. Take a look at the Ramban. The Ramban, in the end of last week's Parsha, says, Min anisim hagdolim amafursamim, ademoda benisim anastarim, shehem yisoda tarakula. When you see the Nisim Mifursamim that we learn about in Yetzias Mitzrayim and in the Midbar, from there you come to believe in the Nisim and the Starim, which is the Yisod of a Torah Kula. She'ein l'adam chelik b'toiras Moshe Rabbeinu at shenamin b'kol devareinu mikreinu shekulam Nisim. A person has no chelik in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu if he doesn't understand this Yisod, that our whole life is being run through the Nisim of Hashem. And again, that means that it's through the Hashkachas Hashem, through the reaction of Hashem, through the Schar V'Onish, even in this world that Hashem is giving to us, B'Tairas Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah, or B'Tairas Yisurim. Ein behem teva min hago sho'olam. There is no teva min hago. And even things which we are quoting, quote-unquote, called teva, are really nisim. It's just that it follows a pattern, and therefore it appears to be something that's happening by itself, but it's not. It's totally bashkachas Hashem, totally through the miracles and wonders of Hashem, except that it follows a pattern. Nisim, the starim that they are referring to here, do not necessarily follow a pattern. They're outside the pattern. A Kaddish Baruch is not locked into the pattern. He can work within the pattern, he can work outside the pattern, and all of it is Nisim. Whether it's the pattern of what we call Teva, whether it's the Nisim, the storm outside Teva, it's all Nisim. It's all Hashkachas Hashem. V'im yaseh ha-mitzvah yatzlichenu scharo, v'im yavar aleim yechvisenu ansho, akol b'gzeres elyon. So he's saying that a person's hatzlacha in serving a Kaddish Baruch Hu will result in schar, which again is to help him do more mitzvahs, or onshim, which is to help direct him and help him to do tshuva. I once heard that Rav Moshe Feinstein said that the curse of Zeya Sepecha Tocha Lechem was only chal when you're not learning and you're not davening. I think we could explain that with what we're saying. That the pshat is that that klala did not become kavua in the bria like Misa did. And there is a way out even after that klala. That a Kaddish Baruch Hu will take care of a person not b'derech hateva, but even b'derech nisim nistarim, depending on his schusim and his schar. Many times it happens that people ask my wife, how many children do you have? And she says, how many? And they say, wow, your husband must have a great job. And she just smiles. That's nisim nistarim. There's so many big families, Kanan Ahara, how do they make it? It's nisim nistarim. It's a Kaddish Baruch Hu helping people in a way that is not al pi derech hateva. I would think, I don't know for sure, but I would think this is also only something that Yidden are zocha to, because our whole life is serving Kaddish Baruch Hu, we have a whole different level of Ashkacha, that's why we're zocha to these Nisim Nistarim, and that's the idea of Shevet Levi that the Rambam spoke of. And it's also true for a person who's working, and he is making Ishtadlis, but how much success does he get from his Ishtadlis? I'm sure there are people who see unbelievable success, and they could recognize that the success is way beyond what you would expect from the ishtadlis they're making. They could realize that there are both the derech hateva and the nisim nistarim meuriv zeh bezeh. There's a mixture of them. Maybe you're going to go to the office tomorrow and find the coin on the floor, or better than the coin on the floor. We should get a chizik from the man, and we should realize that a Kaddish Baruch Hu can give us great hatzlacha in everything we do, not just mitzad or hashtadlis in inyane olam hazeh, but so much because of our dedication to Him and our avoda to Him. He's going to be there for us. He's going to react. He's going to take care of us and help us. Hatzlacha Rabbah.